Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, when we look back at our life, what we were thinking when we were 20 certainly has changed. Our thoughts changed at 30. And when we got to be 40 and we were really into possibly a family and a house and children, our life changed again. And as we got older, our children grew up, if you have children or know someone that does have children, and life changed again. So our thoughts are always changing. Our information is always changing. Where we are in life, we're always thinking different things than we thought before. And when we look back at our life, we turn around and we go, you know, I can't believe that's what I thought. I have so much more information now. I'm so much more aware now. I am thinking completely different than I was 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. But the same thing should happen in business. You need to rethink who you are as a business person. Who you were when you started your business is not who you are today. Your understanding of business, your understanding of prospecting, sales, marketing, employees, how to handle people, how to hire people in a better way, the marketplace, so much more information than you have when you had when you started. But yet there are business people who never, ever rethink their management styles, rethink their business, rethink what they need to do to be successful, rethink how they talk to people. We're always rethinking what we are doing. So we have a whole new generation of people coming into the workforce. There's always a name for those people. You know, there's a certain generation. Now we're talking about the millennials coming into the workforce, and we have to understand how they think. I know that there are people that want those young people to come around and think the way that you may think, being a little older, having a little more experience, but that's their generation. That's their languaging, their wording, their thinking. We need to understand them. We need to understand that in our business, there will be different generation gaps. There will be people ready to retire. There will be people in the middle of their career who absolutely are just full of energy. There will be young people that need to be guided. We need to rethink every single aspect of your business, and you need to rethink who you are. What are you now trying to accomplish? Do you feel the same way about business today as when you came into the business world? Has it changed? Has your excitement, has your passion for the business, has your understanding of the business? What needs to be done today? Not what we did yesterday, not what we did 5 years ago, but the business world is very different than when you probably started your business. There are so many things going on, social media, the internet, connections. So when you are thinking about your business, let's get into modern times. Let's get into today's thinking. Let's look around and see what we need to do, what we need to change. Not that you should change your values, not that you should change who you are, but change how you relate to everything, how you relate to the business, how you relate to people, how you relate to your customers. And you might look at your business plan, or you might write one and update it. And when I talk about a business plan, I'm not talking about something that's many, many, many pages. I'm talking about one or two pages. So you know where you're going. You know what you want to accomplish. You know, you've heard me say before, it is the easiest time to get into business. It is the hardest time to stay in business. So we really need to be up on our game of business, and we need to play the game of business in a much better way than we ever did before, because there's so much competition. I wish you nothing but the success that is yours. It's out there for you. Just take some time, Think about your strategy. Do that every single day. Understand where you're going, how you want to get there, and you will be surprised how much more successful you will be just because you sat down and thought about it. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.